Well, there was nothing to look back at. I mean, there wasn't any product. We were basement players. Nobody had ever heard of the early incarnation at all. Nobody was aware of that. But after a while, it was Carrie, and he had met Ron with Jim and Mike, and there was a picture documenting that at the big club, the Nectarine in Ann Arbor. And later on, I met him, because he had just come back from New Order that he was playing in L.A., and that band broke up. And so I was talking to him one night. I was very excited about meeting him, because he was like about my favorite. He was my favorite guitarist. He was, you know, the Stooges were, you know, just amazing to us. It wasn't exactly punk times yet at all. Nobody had said punk yet. There weren't the, I think the New York Dolls came out, so I don't know if they were saying punk. It was kind of glam, whatever that was. But meeting Ronnie was, he was, you know, so different from everyone else. His whole personality was probably formed when he was really young. He was kind of dapper. He was a, you know, Eagle Scout, Boy Scout kind of type. He was a pilot when he was young. He learned how to fly. His father had been in the service and was a pilot also. So he had a whole different mentality. He was into history. He was different than almost anyone I met. But Carrie kept harassing the hell out of him, which was a good thing. You know, Ronnie pretty much needed harassing just to do anything. And he was very, you know, indoor, quiet, you know, drinking and maybe talking to a few people. But we knew he had to play again, and I didn't do much at that point. But Carrie got him to come to a practice. The Miller brothers were with us, and we were playing. We were practicing a lot and coming up with, trying to come up, writing songs. And then Ronnie came to a practice, pretty much against his will, but he was promised like a six-pack, and he thought, what the hell, I'll go, I'll see it. I'll drink and I'll leave. But we got along really well, and Ronnie liked me a lot, so he thought he'd stick around. And he thought it was hysterical, like what we were playing. It was like in the midway between the noise music and, you know, more of a band that could actually perform. There were actual songs that we were writing with actual words, and Carrie was writing music and all. And I would write some poem like I Love You But You're Dead, and Carrie would put music to it, and we would perform this in the basement, and Ronnie thought it was like hysterical, which is always good. I mean, funny music is the best, I think. I mean, to add to what else. So it sounded kind of decadent and ridiculous to him, but he thought that it would be pretty fun. So he would come to practice. He really came back in town. He didn't have a lot to do. So we started practicing. He got Mike Davis in the band, who just got out of jail. Mike is getting out of jail, an MC5 bass player. I'll ask him. And so Mike joined the band.